Do we just want to say Merry Christmas from Burning Edge Podcast?
Just happy holidays from Burning Edge Podcast.
Send your complaints to burningchristmas@digitaldarkness.com.
Burning Christmas. Honestly, I think the idea of Christmas in the Sixth World is very, if you got the money, you probably celebrate it. If you don't, I don't know. You're probably just going to work anyway. You're probably not getting the day off.
You probably aren't getting the day off, but think about how bad the marketing would be leading up to it.
Oh my gosh, all the Christmas music that can come out.
Oh yeah, you know Horizon works year-round for it.
Synth Christmas music. Please put that in the background.
Oh god.
I'm pretty sure the Christmas advertisements now start in June at this point. Just 6 months of Christmas. So by the time it comes around, everyone's just done. They're like, I fucking hate this holiday.
But you can put a beetle in and you can like be on Christmas Day every day, all the time. You can relive your best Christmas. You can relive somebody else's best Christmas.
Do I really want to just live my life in Christmas whenever I could live my life doing other cool stuff?
It depends how crazy you are.
I feel like you just did a Christmas commercial for Beatles of Remembering Nana.
Nana died 20 years ago, but she can still be with you today, this Christmas.
You can experience it 10,000 times a minute.
Nana's gone, but she won't ever be forgotten.
Nana's gone, but she's still monetizable.
You can't afford to buy your kids that new gaming system that came out, but you can give them a beetle of another kid getting it for Christmas, and they can have the experience. But for your holiday dong needs,
Evo's got a product for that.
Evo's got a product for you.
The jackhammer.
Wow.
The ladies love it.
Why is it just got to be ladies? Sexist.
And the fellas love it.
There you go. Anybody will love it. It's a gift that keeps on giving.
Well, because it would be two different. It would advertise directly to the person, because at that point, they have profiles on everyone. So you have customized ads.
Okay, I see.
Joke's on you if you have a low-level fake sin, because then your gender may not be right.
Your gender may not be correct. Oh.
So what about New Year's?
What about New Year's?
I assume New Year's is, like, we haven't changed the calendar in the next 60 years, so it's still a thing.
Is it still a thing now? Like, I mean, I know it's a thing literally now, but do you think a lot of people still celebrate it with as much fervor nowadays as they used to maybe 20, 30, 50 years ago?
I feel like the second the clock ticks over to 2021, the world is going to have a giant sigh of fucking relief.
You think
and
that.
Then it'll get worse.
And then it's going to get worse.
Out of the frying pan into the fire, that's what some people think 2021 is going to be.
Yeah.
Worse. I don't know how.
Yay. Oh, it can always get worse.
We've got new strains of coronavirus. We've got people traveling for Christmas and the holidays with zero thought as to spreading this further and causing spikes. Yeah, I just don't think people celebrate it as much. I know a lot of people that don't even make it to midnight anymore.
Maybe well, they're old.
Oh, yeah, you know a bunch of old people.
I know you.
I'm not young.
Okay.
Let's put it that way. I may not be old, but I am no longer young. I probably won't make it to midnight.
We make it to midnight, and then we kiss and promptly go to bed.
All right, so what do you think they do then?
I'm imagining they still do fireworks, but the fireworks are made from awakened ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
So people smoke a bunch of deep weed, and then the sky explodes.
So here's the thing. Do all of them celebrate it, like, the same way? Or do you think, like, how do the elves in the tiers celebrate the New
Year? Oh, they celebrate Elf New Year.
They celebrate Elf New Year. There you go.
They do it the same way they do every night. A glass of Chardonnay and some dandelions.
Chardonnay. Elves.
But that's does bring up the question, like, if you're a Aries employee versus an Evo employee,
mm-hmm.
like, how different would your customs be? It's like, you haven't been around as much as a country or a corp mm-hmm. to have, like, radically different things, but then you look at in-game canon and they all try to have different cultures enough that, like, if you meet a Johnson from Aries, you know, like, he's all military and yes sir, no sir, blah, 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 that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you meet someone from Evo and they got an extra eye and scales.
I think Evo gets an extra 5 minutes off at midnight.
They do seem like one of the good ones.
Wow. Do they? Ares, I think, is more prone to do the big fireworks show of, you know, loud guns. Noises. Oh,
no, I'm thinking parade.
Parade? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, military parade.
Ares tanks and fly over from whatever jets are current.
Mm-hmm. I see that. I see
fire
that.
Off the celebratory Thor.
Thor shot. Yeah, I picture Ares being kind of like a very successful North Korea.
It's like North Korea with food.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Send your complaints to Burning.
Yeah. They don't have any power in North Korea. They can't
Burning
this.
Our dear leader.
What I can't. About, go on.
No, no, I was going to say something stupid.
No. Well. What about Horizon?
Horizon is like the... They do all the ads, don't they?
Yeah. They're your entertainment. Like, they're the ones that make the trids, and they're the ones that make real life, you know, why deal with real life when you can live in fantasy life?
So I would imagine that you would show up to their Matrix version of Times Square.
Oh my gosh, do they roll out a hologram of Dick Clark?
You know, he may still be alive.
No, he's dead.
Oh.
He's a brain in a jar. Oh my God. They resuscitated him. They found some DNA and cloned him. And then,
or they just have the most popular pop star at the time, trid star at the time, host some stupid event where they watch a fake ball drop. Yeah, on the trid. You just tune in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're not allowed to get enough time off to actually travel to New York.
No.
Unless you happen to live in New York.
Oh, but they would really, really, like, it would be, like, high ticket. You have to have some money to be able to join this exclusive party in the Matrix.
And then they would have the knockoff ones.
Mm-hmm. Then you have the knockoff ones.
Pirate feeds of that.
Pirate ones, yeah. Like, this is shitty.
You're glitching into people and...
You show up and you feel like you're there, but it's a read-only and you can't actually interact with anyone.
There's your holiday run. The guy needs to get his daughter the exclusive pass to get into this Matrix party. He can't get it. You have to hack it.
You all play like the people that are there, and we're just the fake people. It's the only people she can interact with.
So, yeah, we could go that way, or we could just hack the real thing if we had a decent hacker.
Yeah, but where the hell are you going to find one of those?
I don't know. Not at this time of night.
If I wanted to be a good hacker, I think I would have put more skills into hacking.
Right?
Unless it's the driving and lockpicking.
Oh my gosh.
No, it's just that my voice is delayed.
Oh, yeah, you're super robot-y. We're done. You've got enough content. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Feliz Navidad.
JP ruined it with his shitty internet.
Jean-Baptiste, voiced by Jeff Elaine.
Micah is voiced by Jupiter Sanders.
The Topps Company, Incorporated has sole ownership of the names, logo, artwork, marks, photographs, sounds, audio, video, and or any proprietary material used in connection with the game Shadowrun. The Topps Company, Incorporated has granted permission to Burning Edge to use such names, logos, artworks, marks, and or any proprietary materials for promotional and informational purposes on its website and podcast, but does not endorse and is not affiliated with Burning Edge in any official capacity whatsoever.
Feliz Navidad.
That's not German or French.
Again, it is Cajun.
No, it is not.
We it is.
You're appropriating other cultures again.
Exactly. Casual.
Casual.
I do not think you understand what Cajun is.
I don't think you understand what Cajun means.
I'm the one with a German accent.
I haven't seen a single dong! This is the worst conversation we've ever recorded, I swear to God. It's the absolute worst.
We've literally had furries. We went to a furry strip club.
You're still putting in the weirdest kink in the game.
It's romantic. It's not sexual.
And the furry strip club was your idea.
The furry strip club is fun. It's still not as weird as the coffee maker.
I'm so glad I have you saying the furry strip club was fine.
The furry strip club is fine.
But seducing a coffee machine? No, that's over the line.
That's beyond the pale, sir.
That's bigoted and small-minded.
And didn't you say no, you don't, you wouldn't try to seduce the coffee maker because they're the whores of the machine world?
No, I think he used the word sluts.
No. Sluts. No, oh, I'm sorry, sir. Wow. Pardon me for getting it wrong.
I said the boats. I said the boats were sluts. Boats are definitely
are
sluts.
Sluts. So you've now taken a machine, put it in a box, and said, they're sluts.
Oh, did I objectify the boat?
No.
Did I objectify the object?
No, that's what I mean. You've put, thought into it. It's weird.
There's a whole mythos behind it now.
There's a whole
mythos. I'm expanding the Shadowrun universe.
I hate to say it.
One slutty boat at a time.
Rule 34 about sentient things podcast already.
Yeah, he's just, it's the weirdest thing with the different machines. It's just so weird.